Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Friday. It's a little windy, but the sun's out. I have a pretty fun set of music, a really diverse grouping of songs today that I sort of pieced together last night. I think that they'll hopefully fly. Hopefully you'll find something cool that you like. I don't know what I was going to say after that. Starting off this morning, we've got Weather by ex-Easter Island Head from their record Norther. I finally tapped into this album recently. I feel like it got a lot of praise at the end of last year as one of the year's best from a lot of the independent publication scene. And I was quite struck by bits of it. It wasn't quite the sock-knocking-off experience that I was led to believe it might be, but it still had a lot of lovely moments, including this one, Weather, nearly 10 minutes opening the album and also opening my show today. Queued up, I have a lot of kind of archival stuff, some reissued stuff from a lot of random disparate places. I have some new stuff, some old stuff, some ambient stuff, some pop stuff, all of the above. So thank you for tuning into the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review this morning, and keep it locked for an hour. I'll be back on the mic before long to talk about a little more. Again, this is Weather by ex-Easter Island Head. Enjoy. I'm gonna hop back on the mic for just a moment, talk about those last couple songs. Again, that first song that played for the first 10 minutes of my show was Weather by X Easter Island Head from the record Norther. After that, I followed with an absolute classic, Pillowed Elf Half-Life by Dean Blunt from the record Roaches 2012 to 2019, which was sort of a loose experiment compilation that he dropped back in the day in 2020 around COVID time. I would say with hindsight, that compilation really changed my life, and I've been revisiting it lately, and it's a really beautiful thing. A lot of incredible paradigm shifting electronic and non-electronic experimental music on that record. And that song, Pillowed Elf Half-Life, is awesome. And then those last two songs were by Rose Sere Sophia. From the compilation Cambodian Rocks, which is a archival compilation of pre-Khmer Rouge Cambodian, like, kind of surf rocky pop stuff. And Rose Sere Sophia was just about the, from what I understand, like, the goat of that genre. Those songs were titled in Khmer, I'm 16 and Wait 5 More Months. I don't know if I'm confident in pronouncing the actual titles on air, but both really great songs. I hope you enjoyed them. There's just something undeniable fun about them. Unfortunately, and this is quite sad, Rose Sere Sophia was killed by the Khmer Rouge during that whole revolution, in which a lot of artists and creatives were killed, among many others. Which is very sad. Rest in peace to her. But the music lives on, and hopefully someone out here enjoyed it. I don't know. I certainly did. And then this song right now playing, to sort of change course, I guess, is Anything But Sopo by Moin. Moin, greatest band in the history of music. Not really, but they're up there. And after this, I have a little bit of Arthur Russell, and then I get in a little ambient. So I'll let the tiny bit of the song that's left play. Shout out to Moin. Shout out to Valentina Magaletti, the drummer for Moin. And then we have Habit of You by Arthur Russell right after this.
When I opened the door and saw you smiling once again, I felt so lucky and so warm inside. I opened the door and saw you smiling even though the snow was blowing, it's so warm inside. Hey, I think I'm falling in love, in case you didn't know. Hey, I think I'm losing my cool, in case you didn't show. But a habit of you, I felt like crying, that's all I could do. When I opened the box and saw my orange birthday cake, that's all that's left of mama's birthday boy. Hey, I think I'm falling in love, in case you didn't know. What a habit of you. Too hard to give up.
All right. There does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta read a little PSA, so I'm gonna take this opportunity as one to do so, and then I'll sort of talk a little bit about the music, maybe. We'll see. I definitely will. Here's some numbers to think about the worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the U.S., a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the U.S., is a distant second, with 1.51 million in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. These are some numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. Anyways, just to speak on those last couple songs, again, we had Habit of You by Arthur Russell after that Moyne track. I've really been digging Love is Overtaking Me by Arthur Russell, which is... it was a posthumous, I believe, release of his work. A lot of it's sort of on the folk rockier tip, but there are a few disco-y, poppy tracks, which I love. I think Arthur Russell is sort of one of those musicians who those in the know sort of know him as a genius. But I think his sort of grasp on pop is what made him so special. And honestly, what has made his music endure so long, I think. He's still a key influence, I feel like, in a lot of really great music coming out today. So shout out to Arthur Russell, one of the goats for sure. And then that last tune before this one playing right now was I Asked the Universe and It Sent It to Me by Heaven's Chair from the record Trust. This was an album that came out last year to I thought it would kind of make a little bit of a splash, and it kind of didn't. It was good electronic ambient stuff. I listened to, I don't know, I was decently into it when it came out, but it seems like it did not really gain the traction that I thought it might. Worth a check if you're really like really really in need for like some new ambient left field electronic stuff. You might just like it. And then this track that's been playing now sort of as a backdrop to my voice is by Dylan Henner, titled These Photos of My Children Make Me Want to Climb Into the Frame. This is from a record called You Always Will Be, which was released on AD 93 a couple years ago. And it's sort of like, it's pretty good. I don't really have much to say about it. I listened to it a couple times last year, and that was that. And I thought this track fit nicely. I guess I'll introduce my next track, Juniper by Teresa Winter, from the compilation Always Plus Forever, which I've been playing a good few songs off of these last couple weeks, so I think this one is another nice one. I've been enjoying it lately, and I hope you enjoy it too. After that, we'll be getting into even further into left field, so hopefully you enjoy. Again, this is Juniper by Teresa Winter. I'll be back with y'all in a little. Thank you. Just a brief moment to talk while this song begins, just because I feel like it's an abrupt shift from the last one, and I want to temper that a little. You know, here at the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, we like to think about the sequencing and the sounds and all that. Anyways, those last few tracks were Oh Baby by Mikachu and the Shapes, also known as Good Sad Happy Bad, from the record titled Good Sad Happy Bad that came out right before Mikachu and the Shapes renamed themselves Good Sad Happy Bad. If that's a little confusing, don't worry. You're not getting quizzed on it. And then that last tune was Love by Randall Stevens, which is pulled from Great Lakes Gospel Cleveland, which is a just recently reissued compilation of Cleveland gospel music that seems to have initially come out in 1975, and Numero Group, as they often do, have reissued it. That song's just been really playing in my mind lately. It's a good one. And this song is Window Shades by U.S. Girls. U.S. Girls Half Free is the record it's from, and it's an incredible album, just one of the great artifacts of 2010s left field music to me. Super important, super essential, so many all-time tracks on it. I'm gonna let this one play. Again, Window Shades by U.S. Girls from the record Half Free. And then I'll have a little bit of ambient stuff after this before my final track, which is a special one. It's a very good one, one of my favorite songs lately. So I'll be back on the mic in a moment, but for now, enjoy Window Shades by U.S. Girls.
See what happens. turn, see what happens. Next 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 turn, see what
happens. All right. I'm going to chat a little bit on the mic about all kinds of things, but yeah, that last tune was Window Shades by US Girls. Pretty electric, if you ask me. Yeah, that sample's a song that I used to know the title of, but I can't quite remember it. I thought the kind of sampledelic sense of eeriness that US Girls sort of operates with led into this next song nicely, which this is Demonstrate by Mm-hmm Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's going on with this project, but it's one of the only releases on the label, on Klein's label, Parkwood with two U's, Entertainment, that isn't by Klein herself. For those who don't know, Klein is one of the electronic goats these days, really dynamic and fascinating artist. This song kind of is like a really accurate, like, Hype Williams impression to me, so I like it. Anyways, I like to talk about basketball on my show. The Orlando Magic, my NBA team, have been doing okay, sort of had a few big wins and a few losses, you know. It's hard. I can't decide if this season is a failure yet or not. I don't really want to think about it. But that's beside the point, because it's March, and things are getting a little mad, let's just say. It's college basketball time. The tournament is upon us, and some crazy stuff has already happened. It's only about a day into the tournament. I'm excited. I have no work today, so I am going to be able to watch a lot of college basketball. Yeah, right now I'm rooting for to win it all. My like crazy picks are like Xavier, because I'm from Cincinnati, so I rock with them. And I don't know who else. I only had a few wrong picks yesterday, so hopefully it will remain true. And yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for it. I'm going to watch the Duke game later, probably. I haven't really seen much of Cooper Flagg on the court, so I'm excited to see that. I don't know. It's a fun time. Great time for good basketball. The Kansas game was really sad that I caught the end of that yesterday, and it was just a heartbreaking, heart-wrenching game. Yeah, don't even want to think about it too hard. Yeah, I don't know. I hope my Ohio teams do well. I hope I have St. John's winning on my bracket. We'll see if that happens. I don't really know what their vibe is, but I want it to be different, and my name's technically John, so if I was a saint, I would be St. John. I did accurately pick the McNeese upset over Clemson yesterday because my buddy made a joke about it, and I thought that he seemed to know what he was talking about, so shout out to them. I hear they have Aura. That's big right now. Yeah, I don't know. This song playing right now is titled Try to Levitate Above It All, and it's by Zero Come Ups from a little EP titled One Deep. This is just some like real prime, like mid-2010s, like tiny mixtapes, experimental sound collage-y stuff. Not even too much to say about it, but it's pretty. And I guess, I don't know. I'm only going to hop on the mic or be on the mic for a couple more minutes before the end of my show. And I only have one song after this, so I kind of want to just keep talking and keep running my mouth. Because, I don't know. I don't know. Why not? Because I'm on the radio. I guess I can sort of begin to introduce my next song, but I don't want to introduce it too early and then like have like 30 seconds of this song left over. Even though it's pretty sparse. I've recently, I guess, I'll just jump into it. I've recently found myself mildly rapt by this pop star from like 1980s Czechoslovakia named Eva Hrichova. I don't really read Czech, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. But I've really been enjoying a lot of her tunes. They're sort of like Giorgio Moroder-y, disco-y, electro stuff sometimes. But with like a really unique kind of flair to them that You don't really hear from the American disco greats, or not even disco, because it's not quite disco. It's just like 80s synth poppy. Almost, I don't want to call it post-disco because that runs the risk of like being a little too academic, but it's not Arthur Russell, you know? But yeah, there's something about the way it is. I've just been I've been watching her music videos a lot because they're just like really interesting glances into a world that is so foreign to me. Because yeah, I'm never gonna be able to visit 1980s Czechoslovakia. None of you guys ever will either. But yeah, the song is titled Ja Psídu, I believe. Well, I don't believe, I know it because that's how the featured vocalist pronounces it. But yeah, I don't know, it's just been a really beautiful, sort of lovely tune that has kept my attention these last couple days. I keep revisiting it. When I woke up this morning, it was the first thing I listened to, and I think I could say the same about yesterday, so it's just one of them ones, you know? As a music guy, sometimes you just, like, come upon a song, and it's one of them ones. I don't know what to say. Again, this song that I've talked over is Try to Levitate Above It All by Zero Come Ups. And I'm going to just make my closing remarks as Ja Psídu by Eva Hryčová begins. Thank you all for listening today. This has been another episode of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review with Jack on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you've had a good time listening today. I hope you continue to have a good time today. If you're listening, I hope it's a good one. If you're not, I also hope it's a good one. Now please, please, please enjoy with me the sounds of Ja Psídu by Eva Hryčová and Jan Nicker.
Já přijdu.